Hello, welcome to the Wildpath podcast. I'm Dave Roderick, bushcraft and tracking instructor, who more and more these days finds himself running courses based more around personal development and using the more therapeutic elements of the training that I do. And I thought these podcasts would be a great way to start putting together some of the thoughts and philosophies I have on what happens when I'm in the wilderness with groups. Today you're joining me on Kipling Tours, which is reputedly where Rudyard Kipling used to come as a young boy when he mitched off school to come and have a bit of gin and smoke a pipe, apparently. It's a beautiful sunny day. You can hear the spring birds are all making themselves well known. And just the green of the bluebells is just starting to come through in this little bit of coppice woodland. You'll have to forgive the slight background noise of the surf. There's no escaping that when I try and make these recordings in the outdoors. Today I was going to talk a little bit about tea and the art of survival, which probably end up being the title of my book if I ever get around to writing it. And although it's a little light-hearted in its tone, I think it's quite an important factor of a lot of the work that I do, both when I'm teaching the sort of hardcore survival skills, but also when I'm working with groups who are with me for sort of their own more personal reasons. And that can be anything, whether that being sent on a management training course, or if they are more here for a bushcraft or a tracking course, but find some sort of a connection and a resonance when they're out here. And I often find that when I'm sitting by campfires, you know, people start to think things through. It's a great time to take pause and take stock of your own life and your own values and sort of put it into context with maybe where what our natural environment really should be. So it's quite simple, really. My philosophy about tea is that if you're having a cup of tea, then it's kind of a great moment for reflection, review, and it can be something of a salvation as well. And in survival, it's quite obvious, because if I'm sitting anywhere in the world with a cup of tea, it means I've found the resources to make a fire, which suggests that I have shelter, which is one of the most important aspects of survival. It also suggests I found water. It suggests I found something to make a cup of tea with. So there's an element of foraging, and there's an element of finding a home and finding my way around the environment that I'm in. And psychologically, that puts you in a much better condition to be able to sort of confront any other issues that you have. But it goes beyond that. And the more I've taught it as a part of a survival course, the more evident it's been that actually this is something I could use in all sorts of aspects of life. And those cup of tea moments can be critical. It was taught to me by my very first diving instructor, Slim, who was a docker up in Liverpool. And Slim used to talk about it was a diving philosophy of the incident pit, which, if you can imagine, maybe a trumpet cone. So the very end of a trumpet, that sort of parabolic curve that comes down and down and down until it hits vertical. And in survival or in diving or anywhere that there is an element of danger, if you are on the edge, on the very outside of that pit, then not a lot is there to worry about, because if you make a little mistake, then you only slip down a little bit. And the issue with an incident pit is one incident can lead to a chain of events. So in the survival context, that might be my clothes started getting a little bit wet, which I might not do anything about, and I just crack on. And I start getting cold, and because I start getting cold, I start making more mistakes. And then I kind of push it because I want to find a better place to find a shelter. And then I start getting cold, and I'm running out of light, and now I haven't got a shelter, and I haven't found the resources I need to make a fire. And you can see how this kind of snowballs. In a sense, the incident pit is just each step is a little step down into a more and more vertical curve until you get to a point of no return. And that's where everything goes, well, absolutely haywire, and the proverbial hits the fan. And by stopping and having a cup of tea, it gives you that moment of pause. It gives you a time to reassess your resources, your situation, any issues that might be imminent. And it gives you time to prioritize and sort your head out. So it's crucial in a survival situation to have those moments. And just that thought of, I'll put the kettle on, can make all the difference. But it doesn't take much to see that that could apply to any situation, whether that be at home or at work. Just that taking a pause, I'm not saying carry a kettle and a tea bag everywhere you go, although if you look in most of my vehicles and bags, you will find a tiny bag with a couple of tea bags, a little bit of dried milk, and some means of starting a fire to get a brew on. But it's just, this is about finding that time to take stock and think about what your priorities need to be, what are the things that you do need to worry about, and what are the things that are possibly worrying you that you should be thinking around or just forgetting even. So picking your moment is the hardest part of this sometimes. And stopping to take check can be easily missed, even though it might be the most critical part of solving whichever problem you might be up against. And there's lots of different ways of finding those moments. Mindfulness is brilliant for finding those ways. More and more I think that it's easier to do that when I'm in the outdoors. Whether that's because of my tracking background and the constant zoning in and zoning out. Or just it's something that's a learnt behaviour that I've become more and more aware of. It's quite a natural kind of thing to do. It's just that we're so overrun with demands on our attention and how we filter those out, how we prioritize those can be a little bit confusing because we're getting mixed signals. And there's a lot of media now that is structured and very clever at calling for our attention, even when it might not necessarily be the most important factor. The fact that some people are most keen to take a photo of their food when they're in a restaurant with their friends, rather than stopping to enjoy their company or stopping to enjoy the food. It's just one of those sort of elements of how social media has become very invasive, and it demands your attention. And there's some very clever ways that can be used to garner and seduce you into things that don't really matter, or finding importance in elements that other people have considered to be important. But really, taking stock and stopping, that cup of tea moment, that comes down to you sorting out your own priorities and removing those pressures and thinking actually, what is the most important thing to you? So in survival, I encourage it all the time. In fact, a lot of my courses spend an awful lot of time around a campfire talking. And it's during those moments that those learning processes can start to sink in and behaviors can change because you're giving yourself that opportunity. Behavior is just a habitual pattern. It's a natural response to something which you have honed over years and years and years. And by stopping to assess each of those reactions, then you just become that little bit more enabled and you're giving yourself more choices, which is no bad thing. So, quite a ramble about quite a simple thing, really, a cup of tea. And you'll probably hear me mentioning it at other times. Anyway, I'm going to carry on my dog walk, carry on up the tours. Well, as you can probably hear from the green noise in the background, I'm a little bit closer to the surf now. And I'm just about to head back down into the village. I'd say that those cups of tea moments can be crucial to a lot of people in a lot of different ways. And it's a fairly commonly known fact now that one in four people suffer with some form of a mental health issue. And for those people, I think this can be another sort of crucial tool in the box for them to help deal with those times of need. Sitting down, having a cup of tea, deciding what's important and what truly needs to be addressed, and just stopping to think about what it is that's creating that emotional turmoil, can be a great way of prioritizing what's important to you. And maybe you're not one of those one in four people. Maybe you're one of the other three. And if that's the case, then just be conscious that there's people around you that may well be very grateful for a cup of tea and a little bit of time to just think things through. Anyway, I'm sure I'll be back next week with some more thoughts and ramblings. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be very interested to hear any of your thoughts. So please do let me know. Thanks again. Goodbye.